Chapter 29.
Peacebringer!
The shouts and praise came from all over. The people of Narnim cheered and smiled from ear to ear. They laid wreaths woven with flowers in the streets. The crowds pressed against the soldiers, armed with swords and spears that shielded Nath and Selene. The pair rode on a chariot being pulled by a wingless purple dragon with a short, stumpy tail.
Harmony, Nath!
Selene said in his ear.
We can have that, always. Especially when the people love you.
But I haven't done anything.
Something stank. But Nath decided to play along with it. It was the only way he'd find out what was truly going on. Eyeing the purple dragon that pulled the chariot, he said,
This isn't right.
You know he doesn't mind,
she said.
The Groog dragons are workhorses. And the brethren don't mind. You can feel them, can't you?
There were a half dozen dragons perched on buildings along the road. Blue and green and dark-winged. Nath had barely managed to get along with any of them before. But now they seemed to respect him. They buzzed to him at the balcony and nodded at him from time to time.
Sure,
he said.
But I can still feel the antipathy.
That's normal, even for me,
she said. Nath lifted his hand and waved at the crowds. The cheers and cries were deafening. Men, women, and children on their parents' shoulders waved flags with dragons emblazoned on them. It was the third time they'd done this since Sasha departed, and that was 2 weeks gone. The crowds became bigger and bigger every time. Even the lizard men and orcs were cheering. Bizarre was an understatement.
There can't be this kind of harmony. It's insanity.
You certainly have a way with the crowd, Nath.
Her eyes glossed over him.
I can see why. That hair. Those eyes.
And don't forget the scales,
he said, flexing his arms.
I'm glad to see you loosening up,
she said.
There's no reason to make passing the time miserable. We're all tied up in this, Nath. Let's make the most of it.
We'll see,
he said.
We'll see.
Nath was doing his best to keep his distance, but he and Selene had become closer. She had told him things about herself and how Gorn Gratik raised her, that she didn't know who her mother was, but that Gorn had fathered her. She felt that Gorn feared her or any black dragon. And she also felt that there might be a third black dragon somewhere. Nath wasn't sold on any of it. He kept in mind that evil lies, but every day it seemed more difficult to understand it. Good things were happening in the city of Narnim. How could good come from bad?
Where are we going?
Nath said.
I thought you could use some entertainment,
she said.
This is entertainment,
he said, dusting confetti from his hair.
At least to me it is.
The chariot wheels clattered over the cobbled roads toward the edge of the city. Nath eyed the faces in the crowd. Joyous, jubilant, despite the pushing and shoving going on. But not every face of the crowd was full of mirth and cheer. There were many dissenting eyes within. Not so much on Nath, but rather on Selene and her troops. Not everyone was happy in Narnim. Something else was going on. The company of soldiers came to a halt. A large oval structure, 5 stories tall, made of limestone, and circled in marble pillars, loomed before them.
The arena,
Nath said. He'd been by it 12 times in his adventures in the city, but never once had been inside. It made him think of dragons that were pitted against each other for gambling and sport, thanks to the poachers. His efforts to free dragons seemed like ages ago.
This is what you call entertainment?
It's all right, Nath. No dragons fight in there. Only warriors and soldiers, And they are all volunteers.
Sure they are, he said, stepping off the chariot. I'm curious to see what you consider amusement.
He held out his hand. She took it and stepped down, holding it for a moment before she let go.
Thank you.
Thousands were gathered inside, cheering and ranting. Nath and Celine sat side by side on thrones carved from stone. The arena waited below. It was a 100-foot-long oval of grass, blood, and sweat mixed with soil. Dozens of bodies were lined around the outer wall. Fighters, warriors, scrappers, men, lizard men, orcs, dwarves, goblins, gnolls. Hard-faced, scarred, embattled. Many of which strutted back and forth, pumping their fists at the crowd.
What sort of contest is this?
Nat said, eyeing the pile of crude-looking clubs in the center of the arena.
Have you never watched the legendary Battle Royal of Narnum?
He shook his head no. She clutched her chest and said,
You? Nalzimbor's greatest hero? I'm shocked.
His muscles pulsed under his scales. He'd fought plenty of battles, but didn't recall watching many. Eyeing the warriors and leaning forward, he said,
Tell me about this.
Once a year, she said, a champion arises from a group of warriors who all want to prove they are the greatest fighter. They come from all over.
It seems brutal. And only once a year in this oversized yard?
Now, Nath, she said, the arena isn't always used for fighting. The people of Narnum are more sophisticated than that. They have jousts and concerts most of the time. But this time of the year is special.
Nath recalled hearing some of the women he'd known blabbering about it before, but he never paid it any mind. Soldiers were tossing helmets, gauntlets, and shields over the wall into the arena. Some of the brawlers were picking them up. Others were ignoring the soldiers. That's when the name-calling started going back and forth.
What are the rules?
At my word, or yours perhaps, they'll rush into the middle and beat one another until only the last fighter is standing.
There were big men in there, bigger than Nath in some cases. Others were smaller, lean, and muscular. The bugbears and gnolls had muscles up to their necks.
People will die, he said.
Only if they don't submit. And there is no shame in submitting, she said,
taking a goblet of wine a serving girl offered her.
They can even fight again next year if they want.
Ha ha!
She chuckled.
Assuming they've recovered.
People will die,
he said again.
I see no way around that.
It's their choice. Warriors wage war. It gives their life meaning.
With that, Nath agreed. He'd been around enough fighters to understand their way of life. But a mad dash for a pile of clubs? By the look of things, skulls would be crushed, except for the dwarfs. Still, Nath's blood was charged.
So what does the winner receive?
He said.
I'll let that be a surprise.
She nodded to one of her acolytes. He motioned to another, and a moment later, brass horns trumpeted. The crowd sat down and fell silent. Celine rose from her chair and said to Nath,
Stand up and say it for them.
Slowly he came to his feet and said,
Say what for them?
Say, let the battle royal begin,
she said,
and use your dragon voice. Say it with some flair.
Caught up in the moment, Nath raised his arms over his head and shouted with his power,